USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is sending more of your tax dollars as aid to Ukraine. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken saying in a release $600 million in military aid is being sent to the country for equipment that's being delivered as their counteroffensive continues against Russia's unprovoked invasion. This will mark the 21st shipment of military munitions to Ukraine since September of 2021. On Friday, President Biden welcomes the South African president to the White House. The two of them sitting side by side in the Oval Office, where President Biden highlights the importance of their meeting, which comes months after South Africa abstained from a UN vote to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Our partnership is essential in addressing many of the world's pressing challenges, from the food security crisis to and South Africa is a vital voice on the global stage and a leader in international order.
The President and First Lady heading to Great Britain Saturday for the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. The British monarch dying recently at the age of 96. The state funeral is set for Monday. A federal judge is denying a request by the Justice Department to resume reviewing documents seized from former President Trump's estate. The Justice Department had said it would appeal if their request was denied. A new study shows children are more likely to have asthma if their father was exposed to secondhand smoke. Published in the European Respiratory Journal, researchers found the risk of asthma in kids increased by 59% if their dads were exposed to secondhand smoke in their own childhood compared to those whose fathers were not exposed. Wall Street ends a volatile week losing 139 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Consumer sentiment is improving slightly. The University of Michigan's early reading for September edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. The one-year economic outlook continued its rise from extremely low readings earlier in the summer, but the gains were offset by modest declines in the long-term outlook. The survey noted a high level of consumer uncertainty over inflation, despite the recent drop in energy prices. Aldi's CEO Jason Hart says inflation is hitting everyone's pocketbooks.
And of course, it's more of the same with inflation at unprecedented high levels, which is really putting stress on consumers out there. And we're hearing that from our customers as well.
Officials in Jackson, Mississippi are lifting the city's boil water advisory. The governor making that announcement on Thursday, saying clean water has been restored, but adding the work is not done.
Moving forward, we will continue to monitor the system. Additional testing will be administered to ensure continued water quality.
Tropical storm Fiona is churning in open waters and expected to become a hurricane in the coming days. The latest forecast models have Fiona heading toward the Caribbean islands, including Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Some models project the storm could pass close to the United States East Coast next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.